This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Gertens. At some point, soon we hope, it'll be time to start cutting back those ornamental grasses. They're really looking pretty winter-weary now. Hand cutting or an electric hedge trimmer can be used to clean up the tops of the grasses. All warm season grasses, such as miscanthus, switchgrass, big and little bluestem, prairie dropseed, and Indian grass, die back at the crown of the plant. So don't worry about cutting them back too low. Their buds are at the root-shoot junction, which is often buried in the soil. Tie large tops together to make them easier to cut. These grasses are slow to green up in the spring, so you have a few weeks to do the cutback. Cool season grasses, however, such as feather reed grass, Calamagrostis, blue oat grass, blue fescue, tufted hair grass, most carex or sedges, will start to grow as soon as temperatures warm in the spring. Clean these grasses up as soon as possible before they start to green up. You can leave 1 to 3 inches of stub. Ribbon grass is pretty and pretty invasive. The best way to control it is to mow it off in early spring as a cleanup and again anytime during the year when it begins to brown and get drab. New shoots will be fresh and colorful, and this will help to keep it in bounds. A good rule of thumb for grass cut back is if it's brown, cut it down. Spring cutback opens up the crown of the plant to rain and sunlight, allowing it to green up faster. I have all this on my website, gardenbite.com. Meadow Ridge Farms birdseed is bagged daily at their historic Minnesota mill. You'll find the freshest, cleanest quality birdseed anywhere. Meadow Ridge Farms is dedicated to providing the highest quality seed for your backyard bird viewing. Available in-store or online at gardens.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.